January 26, 1982, an interview with Virginia Slater Desmond at her home in Long Beach at 2311 East 1st Street. The interviewer is Ann Andres.
If I didn't get any lunch, sorry, but we'll do this.
With history. tell me, were you born in Long Beach?
No, I was born in the Canal Zone, Panama. Came when I was in 1920.
What was your father doing in the Canal Zone?
He was an engineer working on building the canal.
How did he get there? I mean,
He was from Richmond, Virginia. I think he kind of wanted to get away from the family. And went down. Job, you know. And we liked it down there. My mother was a nurse. And we met down there. She went to, I think she did her training at Johns Hopkins. Is that Maryland? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they met. And then three children were born down there and one up here. And we really did come to Long Beach for the wonderful climate, because we were sickly, and we children were sickly in the Canal Zone.
So when was it that you came to Long Beach?
In 1920.
Mm-hmm. Why did you choose Long Beach, do you know?
Well, because that age I had no selection, but my father had a very close friend who had come here also had worked down in the Canal Zone, and had bought a very nice house up on top of Signal Hill.
Oh.
And thought it was a good residential area, a good place to live. It liked the climate and decided he wanted to go there, and so that's why we came.
Do you know what his name is? Do you remember
mm-hmm.
his name?
Oh, yes. His name was Walter White. And he came from England. Well, no, his family lived in Covina, I think, but they were from the Isle of Man.
Mm-hmm.
They were first generation, I think, people in the United States. And he got his degree somewhere, not in the States. And they had a very beautiful home right upon. Ours was not. Ours was an old house. I found a picture of it, though,
So
I can show it to you if you like.
Good. Well, do you remember where their home was?
Generally. My sister might remember better than I. It was, you see, the more elite people that were building up there at that time were up high where the view was better. And his was higher up than ours. And the view was better. But the house that we bought, I don't know the name of the people that built it, but there was a French woman living in it. And the first story was sort of storage for jelly and kind of, we didn't go over garages in those days because we had a great big barn. Been there a little while. But the, so we did have a pretty good view looking out, and there was nothing in front of us but cucumber fields. And to the one side of us, there was a family called Cruz. And if you check the newspaper reports when he died, there's a...
You were talking about people next door named Cruz.
Cruz, mm-hmm. And they were a Mexican family. And there was an interesting article in the paper about how they rode horseback in when they came and settled. And the house was an old timber building with a, I think at the beginning had a mud floor, later on maybe wood. And the mother never did speak English so very well. we were raised with the children because they went to school, and they were the only people we had to play with as children. There were no other houses around. It was a big Mexican family and very nice. And he used to keep cows, and we'd go over and get our milk from him. He had a barn and two or three cows. And I guess he sold his milk, too.
But you said you had the cucumber fields across?
Yes. Okay. There were Japanese that were across the street from us. And we never communicated very well with them because they didn't seem to speak very much English. And I don't think they actually lived there. Although now that I look back on it and know what small houses the Japanese had maybe at that time, they could have.
Mm-hmm.
But they were there working in the fields. And the cucumbers at that time, they used to put white cloth over them at the time before plastic. And that would keep them warm. And I guess mm-hmm. they'd grow sooner or quicker or something. I don't know much about growing cucumbers. But I do remember the white cloth over those frames.
Well, may we better locate where your house was?
Well, it was off the corner of Temple and 21st. The Cruiser's house was on the corner. And that was quite a little bit of space. And then the next house was ours. And it was the only house to go down to the next street. We owned a triangular piece of property. And I think that we had no houses other than the Cruisers within at least a two or three block radius. You know, there wasn't anything else around. We had palm trees down the front, rather large palm trees.
Mm-hmm.
And same kind we have out here in front. I don't know what time that house was built. Do you want me to get the picture of it for you, or should we wait on that?
Well, let's wait, and then mm-hmm. we can look at that. Well, then, you said you played with the Cruise children in the neighborhood. What kind of things did you do as a child around there?
Well, traditional things. I remember they had a little, funny little stockade thing. It was just a... It was a dirt floor, and then all around it was just a what looks like nowadays a reed fence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just there's little sticks all the way around. It was a circular thing, and I was never allowed to get in there. My sister and her and the older friends played in there, but they would never let me get in. I never got to go inside. But they would play dolls and things like that, as children do. And they had a big old rubber tire on the pepper tree, and we used to swing on that. I didn't spend a great deal of time over there. My sister was very close with the one girl, Lottie Cruz, and I've seen her since. She doesn't live in Long Beach. She lives up north somewhere. But I remember Tony used to tease me. He was one of the older boys. And I did not spend as much time over there as my sister did because she was more friendly with Lottie than I was, with the next girl. I think her name seems like it was Muriel, but that doesn't sound very Spanish, does it?
Yeah.
But I think it was. I'm not just sure what her name was. And I don't remember her very well because we didn't stay so very long, Signal Hill.
How long did you stay there?
I don't know precisely the date. I'll have to look that up for you. We stayed longer than most people because maybe 4 years,
okay.
Possibly longer. I'll have to see if I can find a record for you on that.
Well, where did you go to school while you were living in Signal Hill?
It's the same school that's there now, although it's not the same building. It's Lee's school we went to.
Oh, I see.
And we used to walk straight down Temple to Lee's school. And it was on that same spot. I think the whole school's been rebuilt. And I can remember the candy store across the street. It's no longer there. There's one across the street, but it's across Temple. This one was across the other little street. And I used to play quite a little bit with my good friend, Olga White, who lived up on top of the hill. I'd go and visit her, and she'd come down and visit me. Until the oil wells really started going up, and they moved away from the hill sooner than we did.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was going to school, you know, and I guess I made some friends there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So you were one of four children. Were you the youngest?
I was one of three when we were up there. The youngest.
Mm-hmm. I think you told me when the oil came. You told me once before that your brothers and your brother and sister used to climb up on the derricks.
Oh yes, yes. See, when the oil wells came to Signal Hill, there really was it made a great change, because it was going to be the peak residential area in the city. And there were already a lot of really very beautiful homes built up there. Well, when the oil well came, nobody wanted to live next to an oil well or a refinery. And the storage, see, the oil wells weren't as clean as they are now, because they would put when they built them, they were beautiful, fresh wood, of course. But after they were working for a while, they put a storage tank right next to it. And frequently, they put a refinery very near, or some way to refine the oil. And it would all be a small little industry right together, so that it wasn't. And then they'd have these great open sumps.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen those,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes,
and so that it was really a blight to the area for residential purposes. So people moved away rather quickly. Now, we stayed a lot longer, I remember that, than most people, because we had a refinery right behind our back steps. And it wasn't particularly noisy, but it wasn't so desirable either. But we did not move away for quite a while. And finally, we did leave. It was really funny, because Walter White bought a house down on Colorado Street, and then we bought one right next door to it. That's funny. He lived there for a while, and then he moved after a while. And we lived on Colorado Street most of my, you know, growing up years, until I was 20, I guess.
Do you remember the number of the house?
Oh, yes. It was 4209 Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and when you're older, you remember. But
yes.
When you're younger, you yes. don't recall too well.
Well, tell me about when the oil came. Obviously, you had mineral rights, which your family sold or leased. How,
mm-hmm.
how did that work? How did that happen? Did somebody come out and say, I want to...
Well,
lease your oil?
It was, I mean, oil was a new thing, and a lot of the lawyers in town made a great deal of money from it, because they would draw up leases and then they'd take a percentage. I just discovered about 2 years ago that part of the royalties that come from one of the wells goes to, I think it's Juergens or some of the old families, because
mm-hmm.
they don't even live in California anymore, but they wrote into this lease that they were going to get 5% or 6% or something like that, and the royalty to the person would be a certain percent. Now, when oil was first discovered, my father was down in the canal zone, because he could not find work in Long Beach. And we first came and lived in a very little house on Daisy. And then, I don't think a year even, he couldn't find work, and so he decided he'd have to go back to Panama. And they took the money that they had saved and bought this house up on Signal Hill. And he went back to work to support us,
mm-hmm.
you know, where he knew he could get work. And while he was gone, oil discovered. And we did not lease our land as individuals, because our land was away from most of the wells, and we didn't know whether there was oil under it or not. And so we went into what was known at that time as a community lease.
Yes.
And the theory was that all these people would sign this lease, and they would share the returns. Now, not just share and share alike. You'd get more if they found oil under your property. But you would get money. Say you didn't have any oil under your property, you would still get some returns, I guess, by joining into this lease. So I still get money from that property and from that lease. And the apparently the wells are scattered all over the hill from the original area where the people lived. And
so they're not just in one special area?
No, they put three oil wells on our property because it was a triangular piece. And I remember very well when they built those derricks. And I think
wooden derricks?
Wooden derricks, yes. Mm-hmm. We also used to get into the little round thing that goes around and try to turn ourselves around in it. And climb up the derricks. And when the operation began, of course nobody was going to allow you to climb up those oil wells, no child, but at night when the workmen went home or toward evening, these derricks were there, and that's when we climbed on them. Mm-hmm. And my brother and sister used to go up before they even got the ladders put up. They'd go up the side. Mm-hmm. But I was considerably younger and not so daring, and I did go up the ladder. I can remember going up and being, I suffer from vertigo. And so I went up, but I was frightened, you know, looking out over it, because they're quite high. Mm-hmm. And for someone I can ski, that doesn't bother me, but it's just the straight drop down. I know when I was hiking in Switzerland, my family really laughed at me because they had some little wires you could hold on to where it was dangerous. And boy, I held on to them like this for dear life. And I guess I was the same way as a child. I probably was frightened of heights.
Do you think you went up there simply because you're...
Oh, I'm sure I did. No, I don't think I was teased, but I just did it because... Well, I couldn't sit on the ground when my brothers and sisters were doing it. I was always standing around after them, you know.
Yeah.
And if you didn't look, you were right, you know, if you didn't look going up.
Was there a name for that community lease? Did they name?
Yes, it's called the Jackson Community Lease, and it's still in existence.
And your family still owns the property?
Yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, that property is... entailed right now. I mean, it's not entailed, but it's committed to the Atlantic Richfield, and if they want to use it for any kind of drilling or anything like that, we cannot build on it. Although I noticed there are condominiums going up just looking off over our property, but our property still has operating wells on it. Two or three. It may have been more than three wells put on it. I'm not sure.
Well, did your father come back from the canal down?
Yes. He came back. And I think it was his decision probably on what to do about the lease. Because particularly in those days, women did not participate in business things so much. And that would be a very difficult decision for my mother to make, I think.
Mm-hmm. What kind of activities did your mother, was she involved in anything besides the home and all of you? Any organizations? Or?
Not to my knowledge. I really wouldn't know. I imagine that...
I know there was a Signal Hill eval club.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, and some of the ladies joined that.
Uh-huh. Well, I think she was pretty busy watching us. And in those days, it was much more demanding to take care of a family. And we didn't have any help at that time. And she was used to having servants, because in the canal zone you could get them very inexpensively. And I know we bought up Bertha Paul had been the maid that we had that took care of me. And when we came to Colorado Street, she came to help. Mm-hmm. She came up from the canal zone to help. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, that was a relief to have someone around to help, because life is different, I think. Even though I was very young and not able to realize this, from reading about the times and so on, you realize that there must have been a great deal more that you had to do, laundry and things like that. I have no idea how our laundry was done. I remember my brother milking a goat. We had a goat and some rabbits in this big old barn with our car in it. And the place had been, it was quite a little bit of acreage, which was fortunate for us since they did discover oil on it. They discovered oil a year after we bought it. Mm-hmm. And but the place was parked with big trees and laid out nicely, and someone had taken a lot of time in the yard. It was perennial things put in that would bloom. I can remember lilies coming up, these big red lilies that would just, they'd just come up, they'd appear in the spring. And we did not work in the garden. I didn't know how, and I don't think my mother had much time. Perhaps rake or something like that. We didn't do any planting. But there were already great big trees, mm-hmm. beautiful big trees. So I can remember there was a big rubber tree and one of those Norfolk pines, you know, that are so regular, mm-hmm. And a big California sycamore, which had a little park area around it with benches and things. So,
did it have a vegetable garden or anything like that?
I don't remember. I don't think we did. I think mostly because we didn't have anybody to dig it up. My brother was really pretty small to do something like that. And he was small for his age. And since my mother was living by herself, I don't think that we had a vegetable garden.
Well, when your father came back and after he moved to Colorado, did he work in Long Beach?
Well, first he thought he would sell real estate. And he tried, but it just was not a money-making thing. And then he had so much money from oil at that time that he just didn't work. He had a great capacity for enjoying himself. He loved to hunt and fish, play golf and read. So we lived very modestly, but we did live on the oil income.
So it really changed your lifestyle.
Yes, particularly for him.
Yes.
But you see, my mother died when we were very young.
Oh.
So, see, I was only 9 when she died. And it was rather hard for us, I think, growing up, because we had a series of housekeepers. My father didn't remarry until very much later on. And but we always had he would take us always all summer to camp out. And we children just loved that.
Where did you go when you camped out?
We would go to Lake Elsinore.
Oh.
And I can remember going in the old car. I think when we lived in the canal zone, my father had a Maxwell. But when we came up here, he bought a Ford. And Ford in those days, I guess, were not very good because he swore he would never buy another Ford, and he never did. He had bought it, and then he had to put a four-wheel drive on it and special brakes and all sorts of stuff, and then it still wasn't a good car. If you tried to climb in the mountains or something like that, it just wouldn't go. But maybe it broke down on the way to Elsinore. And, of course, those were orange groves out along that way. And that road, the Santa Ana Canyon Road, was quite a climb in some areas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just different than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit.
Well, did you spend time as a child on the beach?
Oh, yes. We used to. I didn't spend as much time on the beach as many people did because we were at Elsinore most of the summer.
Oh, I see.
Or up at Big Bear. My father had bought some property up there, and we used to camp up there, too. So that, and we later on built a cottage at Elsinore.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go weekends and camp there. And, of course, when we were in Long Beach, we went to the beach because we loved to swim. I know how to ride boaters. And they used to break right down, you know, by Belmont Pier, which is where we went. And it was a good place to surf then. Funny. I do still know how. I know my daughter said that I really shocked the little boys that were trying to ride the breakers in Rio, didn't know how. You know, they were so surprised.
Did you go to the park?
Oh, yes. Not a great deal, but on occasion. A few times during my life. I can remember going there when I was very little, maybe even before I moved to Signal Hill, and going to the beach and having hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we went on any of the ride things that they had. Maybe they didn't have it. It was more a beach resort, and the plunge was there, and there were places to eat, things of that nature. And then later on, they put in the big jackrabbit, you know, and a lot of the other things. Well, maybe the jackrabbit was there. I remember riding on that thing, frightening myself to death. It was really a good drop on it. It was frightening.
Do you remember the Virginia Hotel?
Oh, yes.
Did you go there?
I didn't participate in the social activities there. I think, you know, you see, this is another thing. That was probably because my mother had died that time.
Yes.
And I remember them talking about it, but I think that the Virginia Hotel was really, by the time I saw it, I think it had kind of run down.
Yes.
And I didn't go as a child, you see. By the time I was a young adult, they weren't having functions or things like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was in the 30s.
Yeah. Yes, I think it was damaged by the earthquake or took it down.
And they tore it down, yeah.
Since you are a retired children's librarian, did you go to the library a lot as a child?
I can remember learning to read the books that I got at a school. And I can remember reading a lot. When we lived on Colorado, the library was just 1.5 blocks away.
Which library was
that? That's the one where they have the
assistant
switch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think I read all the children's books they had. They didn't have too many. And then I can remember starting to read the adult books in the, because I was bored with the children's books, you know. And they were frowning upon that a little bit, I think, thinking it was too much, you know, too mature. But I didn't understand the part I wasn't supposed to, so it didn't make any difference at all.
I just wanted to explore it.
Yeah, I was just looking for something to read, I guess.
So after Lee Elementary School, where did you go to school?
I went to Fremont. J.C. Fremont. It was an old red brick building, which I remember very well. And they had to tear that completely down after the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
It was a two-story building with a cafeteria and cells in the cellar. And right where Fremont School is now, except they tore every shred of it down.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was pretty badly damaged with the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Or they wouldn't, you know, they would have reinforced it or something. Some of the schools, like part of Jefferson, they reinforced.